Please to our to the items we pulled from the consent calendar, namely 271 and 272.
271, accept and appropriate a community planning and development grant from Metro in the amount of $310,500 for the improving multi-dwelling development project.
Okay, you want to give us a quick primer on this, Joe? Is that where you were coming up? All right, thank you.
Planning and sustainability. This Metro grant pays for staff and consultant time to rewrite the multifamily part of our zoning code, with particular focus on improving the quality and the site planning of multifamily buildings of the generation that were built in East Portland. Larger lots, often they're sited poorly, and lack some basic amenities for more healthy conditions for their tenants. So what we can accomplish through zoning regulations, we're going to take a look at and put in through this project. It also is addressing some of the issues, especially on those East Portland lots that the Bureau of Transportation has had getting connectivity through these long blocks. So we're trying to improve the multifamily housing there as well as in the rest of the city. We have a plan, the code and the concept plan for what we're doing written at the end of next, by June 2017, and then it's just hearing process.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Joe? And I think you wanted to speak on this item, Lightning, is that right? Come on up, please. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. I wanted to have a clear understanding again what this this grant was. And my understanding, reduced barriers to achieving better quality multi-dwelling development in healthy neighborhoods through improved regulations that lead to site and building designs that promote livability and health, result in more efficient and predictable permittings, and aid in the acceptance of new development. Now, as you know, we just talked about a project that did not have to go through the design review process. And one of the things I want to have a clear understanding, I guess, through my position is that I want to see projects go through that process, and I want to also have more studies on having more height density on these projects, because in my opinion, you know, if we don't expand the urban growth boundaries and we keep wanting to have more projects close in east side downtown, we're going to have to start offering more height, plain and simple, and I want more studies to go in that direction and to make sure that we're able to accomplish that. Again, just real fast on some of these projects being developed to the 0 to 30% MFI. I do agree with those projects being developed. Again, and I want to make it very clear, and I'll be very fast, is that when I'm fighting to have loans repaid back, remember it's going back to the city. So I'm on your side when I'm doing that, and I want you to understand that, is that I look at all the options out there to make sure that money is paid back to the city to be utilized in the future, especially if we're dealing with very well-funded, good-sized nonprofits that have been in the business for many years in the marketplace. And if you look at their financials and you pull up how many units they have and how much they're making by the end of the year, you see that they have the ability to pay some of these loans off that were they're able to do in the future. And I want that to be understood up front. I'm not saying that someone should try to pay something back that they don't have the funding. They have the funding to do it. And I want to see the city get paid back on these loans in the future, due on sale, upon refinancing. Again, I'm on your side to get the money back to the city, and I want that to be made very clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Anyone else? Come on up.
Yeah, I wanted to state, too, that I'm not against affordable housing, obviously. I believe that, you know, the city needs a lot more affordable housing, but I also think that you guys could actually do it a lot cheaper by creating tiny homes and building them and putting people in those, you know? And I don't think that Central City Concern is a good organization because they seem to war on the homeless a lot. And, you know, I have actually had some dealings with Central City Concern, and I gotta say they are actually good at getting people their SSI and helping out some people. And but there's a lot of hoops that you gotta jump through, and there's a lot of waste, and I think that the city can do a lot better than having Central City Concern be their main poverty pimp that's getting most of the funding, you know. And I don't use that term lightly. If they were actually doing a better job and taking less for themselves, then they probably wouldn't fall into that category with me. And I would like to see you guys actually fund some community-based people that aren't looking for a paycheck. That, like, you know, what if I was going to start up a organization, or some other people that don't have profit as a motive, that would just like their rent paid maybe, or enough to eat on, and they're not looking for $100,000 or more. You know, so there are a lot better ways to cure housing issues instead of having a bunch of crisis capitalism and poverty pimps. So that's all I got to say right now.
Okay, thank you. Take a vote, please.
I'm sorry, Fritz.
Well, thanks to Jess and Watts with my staff, I have more information about this grant, which is, again, from the construction excise tax. 35% of multi-dwelling housing is located in East Portland, and this project will coordinate with the East Portland Action Plan, build on the Portland Plan, the Comprehensive Plan, the Mixed-Use Project, and the Powell Division Transit Project. So Planning Bureau is coordinating all of this work, and I very much appreciate that. The grant will fund $170,000 to the Planning Bureau staff, $33,000 to transportation, $100,000 for consulting services, and the reason I'm breaking this down is $7,500 for events and translation services. So I'm really pleased to see an allocation for events and translation services in future grants. I would like to see a more robust component of community funding so that we make sure that communities, especially in East Portland, who may not have a lot of disposable income or time, are supported in being able to participate. I also want to note that when the project comes back to council, which I hope I'm still on the council at that time, I hope it has both indoor and outdoor required community gathering spaces in it. This is something I've been working on, colleagues, for the last 20 years. I would be so happy to have some requirement for indoor spaces where dwellers of multi-dwelling units could get together, and somewhere other than a parking lot that they could have a barbecue or a picnic. So thank you very much for doing this project. I look forward to that coming to council. Aye.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales. Thank you, Joe. Aye.